Call the meeting to order. First order of business is pledge the flag at the front of the room.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Steve.
Hi.
Great. You gonna hit me with that thing?
No, I'm just testing it.
No, all right.
How do you test it, a hammer?
First order of business is, call to order flags, roll call.
One of those nights.
Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Bauer is absent. Commissioner Stewart?
Here.
Commissioner Murphy?
Here.
Commissioner Baker?
Here.
Commissioner Callahan?
Here.
Commissioner Gillette is absent.
Number four, any alterations to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on. Any special recognitions? I don't believe so. Communications. Copies of the monthly statistic reports from the fire departments, fire marshal, police, animal control, and building official.
All right. The only one that is lacking is Montville Fire Company.
Yeah.
So we didn't get June to July's for Montville or Oakdale's June, but we got everything else and I forwarded them up.
Mm-hmm. So it was Montville's was what?
Montville's missing June and July. Well, because we didn't have our last meeting.
Yeah.
And I didn't get Oakdale's for last meeting. But I forward on Mohegan June and July and Chesterfield June and July and July's for Oakdale.
Okay. To number seven, consider an act to approve the minutes of the regular minute meeting of June 23rd, 2025.
So moved.
For a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any remarks in the public with a 3-minute limit? Remarks in the public? Remarks in the public? Any remarks from the public? So you know, we'll move on. Remarks from department heads. Good evening, Lieutenant.
Good evening, Dave Radford, Lieutenant Montville Police. I'm going to start off with running through the June statistics. The Montville Police Department for the month of June had a total of 951 calls for service, with 49 infractions, 3 juvenile summonses, 3 misdemeanors, 95 warnings for a total of 149 citations. The Montville Animal Control for that month had 8 animals impounded for a total of 106 for the year. A number of animals sold as pets were 2 for a total of 29. Number of animals DOA was 1 for a total of 4. Total complaints investigated was 100. For a total of 753 year to date. Total animal bites investigated was 5 for a total of 35 year to date. Total enforcement action was 1 for a total year to date of 19. Total other calls for service was 60 for 705 year to date. Town of Salem, number of animals impounded was 2 for 12 year to date. We had total complaints investigated was 8 for 51 year-to-date, and animal bites investigated was 1 for a total of 6. Now, for the month of July, the Montville Police Department had 1,009 calls for service, 17 infractions, 3 misdemeanors, 101 written warnings for a total of 121 citations issued. Montville Animal Control. The animals impounded were 14 year-to-date. Number sold as pets was 3 for 3 year-to-date. 1 animal DOA. They're all going to be year-to-date, obviously, at the beginning of the month. Number of animals euthanized was 2. Total complaints investigated was 87. Animal bites investigated was 3. 1 enforcement action taken. And total calls for service were 50. Town of Salem, we had 1 animal impounded. Total complaints investigated was 9. 1 animal a bite investigated. Town of Colchester, which we added July 1st, we had 10 animals impounded, 2 animals sold as pets, 1 animal DOA, 21 total complaints investigated, and we had 1 animal bite investigated. The town of Basra also added July 1st. We had 1 complaint investigated. And then the Mohegan Tribe, we had no activity in July. The animal control facility continues to move forward. Some minor stumbling blocks, but it's looking good. We got a roof put on it if anybody's driven by it. The adding of the towns of Colchester, Basra, and Mohegan Tribe to our ACO coverage proved to be a challenge in the beginning. Colchester needed a little bit more attention than we initially thought, but with some conversation, things have worked out, and it's gotten much better. We had our national night out on Tuesday, August 4th, which was very successful. Thank you to all that participated. So you've got some positive correspondence now. The first correspondence is going to be for ACO Officer Ravello. First one's going to be for K-9 Officer Mora, Officer Cassidy, Officer DeSimone, and Officer Michaels. Chief Blanchett, I wanted to reach out and extend my thanks for the hard work of your officers on a recent case involving my family, which occurred on June 16th during the evening shift. Unfortunately, I do not have the names of the officers involved, but I'm sure you can figure it out. I was away from military duty in Louisiana when my son and his girlfriend began receiving text messages from the accused with threats involving a firearm. My wife contacted your agency and officers responded. She was obviously stressed out and I was away and she was dealing with this on her own. The officers were helpful, patient, and understanding during the call for service. They completed a thorough investigation and located and arrested the suspect the same night. My wife was very satisfied with the response and the professional conduct of the officers. I am grateful to your officers' hard work and that they followed up with my family after the arrest, which put their minds at ease. Anthony LaFleur. Now I'm gonna have positive correspondence for ACO Officer Ravello. On Tuesday evening, 6:24:25, a bat crawled down my living room chimney, started flying around my kitchen. My disabled daughter was home alone. She was freaking out. I immediately rushed home from babysitting my grandson to try to catch it. He crawled into a vent atop of a kitchen cathedral ceiling that leads to the master bedroom. I reviewed where he was and decided to call Montville Animal Control as I am 76 and my doctors don't want me climbing ladders. Officer Ravello was sent. He phoned me to provide me his ETA as he was out on another call. That provided immediate relief to my anxiety. He arrived within 45 minutes and we went upstairs to the master bedroom. I had my 6-foot ladder in place and a screwdriver. He proceeded to carefully open the vent and encourage the bat into a net. He was very calming to my concerns, polite and attentive. He released the bat outdoors. I wanted to let everyone know at the department how much I appreciate the immediate response and how much I appreciate Officer Ravello's response. I will be sending a donation to Animal Control as additional thanks for Officer Ravello.
Nice.
The third positive correspondence is for SRT officers, K-9 Officer Witz, Sergeant Pelletier, and Officer Lalamere. Chief Blanchett, on August 9th, 2025, the town of Waterford held its annual Waterford Day Parade. This event is one of the town's largest as far as mass gatherings and provides unique challenges in managing public safety. On behalf of the Waterford Police Department, I requested a partial deployment of the regional special response team for observation points and quick responsibilities. This deployment was requested to ensure the safety of those attending and participating in the event. The Montville Police Department, under your leadership, provided Officer Dan Witz, Sergeant Pelletier, and Officer Lalamere as part of that deployment. The Montville officers were well-prepared, professional, and instrumental to the overall success of the event. I value the relationship our agencies have and want to thank you and your department for assisting us in this request. Sincerely, Chief Mark Balastrassi. And my final correspondence is for Detective Saffiotti and Detective Noyce. Hello, Chief Blanchette. Today we had a forensic interview that Detectives Noyce and Saffiotti both worked diligently on for a young woman from Rhode Island. During the post-forensic interview, the stepmother and father both were singing the praises of your fine department. They mentioned how welcoming and caring the entire department was throughout this whole traumatic ordeal, from recommending a sex kit being done to helping the logistics of having a forensic interview. They especially said that both detectives were kind, caring, and helpful at every step, answering any questions in a professional but empathetic way. Thank you so much for these amazing detectives and your fine work you do each and every day. And that's from John Turbin, who is the program manager, MDT coordinator of the Child Advocacy Center.
Any questions?
Thanks.
Are you done with
that? That's
all I. Go ahead.
I'm just looking at the basically the end of year reports for animal control, and we've jumped almost 400, 350 calls in total. Any, are we just more conscious of things, or Officer Abella's been more available for things? I don't know.
There's just been an uptick in animal issues that people have decided to call more on. This is the best we can tell. I mean, Officer Bello has certainly been very diligent at his job. He's found his niche.
Okay.
Any other questions for Lieutenant?
Mm-mm.
I have a couple. Lieutenant, what is the average price of a pet when somebody comes in? And how did he determine a price?
There's set for donations? I mean, for
adopting? Somebody came in and bought a pet. That was
adopted.
Adopted, yeah.
For adopting, there's a set fee, and I believe it's $50.
Okay.
A $50 donation slash, you know, fee for adopting a pet.
Oh, okay. And my other question was, when you were just talking about Waterford, going over to Waterford to help out, what exactly was that team, did you say it was?
Our SRT team. It's our special response team, basically our SWAT team, if you
will. Yeah. And you meet, like, off out of the area a little bit, and something happens, you go in, or is it...
So I don't know exactly what they did on this one, but I know they were in staging.
Okay.
And they were basically ready to deploy in case an incident occurred.
Good. Nice to know you have that program.
We actually have five officers that are part of the regional team.
Are all the towns have that same unit, or is...
We have, it's Groton City, East Lyme, Waterford, Montville, and Ledyard. I think it's those five towns.
That's good.
So you're all able to communicate with each other on the 800 state frequency?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, any other questions? Thank you, Lieutenant.
Of course.
Appreciate it. John, you coming up? Good evening.
Good evening. John Meagle from the Fire Marshal's Office on the June reports for the Fire Marshal's Office. Inspections of businesses and apartments is going to be 109. Reinspections for the month is 36. One fire investigation. Incident responses by Q54, which is myself, is going to be one possible structure fire, four medicals, one CO alarm, and one fire alarm. For Q54, at the time was Paul Barnes, was one possible structure fire, one hazmat situation, and one CO alarm. We issued 13... burn permits for the month. During the month of June, a total of 3 hours were spent on emergency management obligations for June. For July, inspections of businesses and apartments was 124. Reinspections of businesses and apartments, 18. Fire investigations are going to be 2. Incident responses by myself, Q54, is going to be 3 possible structure fires, 5 medicals, 3 fire alarms, 2 MVAs, 1 smoke investigation, and 1 brush fire, which gives a total of 15 calls for myself. For Q54 at the time was Paul Barnes, would be 4 responses, which is 2 possible structure fires, 1 fire alarm, 1 brush fire. We've had one burning complaint for the month of July. Smoke detector installs for this month. We didn't have any in June. For July, we had a total of 5 smoke detectors for one home. One community event for the month of July was the Flapjacks with the Deputy Fire Marshal, which was fireworks education over at the Youth Center. Emergency management incident that we had was one. During the month of June, a total of 28 hours was spent on emergency management obligations. We did 11 burn permits. Okay. And then on August 25th at 0800 to 1200, the career staff, along with several of the volunteer in-town fire departments, performed boat training along with rescue training in the Thames River with Mohican's M92, Monville's M91, and Oakdale's M94. The boat training also consisted of swimming victims that we got out of the river. The following departments attended. It was career staff, 9, including myself. Montville Volunteer Fire Department, 12 volunteers. Mohican Fire Department, 1 volunteer. Chesterfield, 0 volunteers. This was a successful training for the career staff and several of the volunteer staff on operations of the boats that we have in town. It was very good and very educational. I would like to thank Chief Micah and Chief Ron Turner on putting on the training. And also, I would like to thank everyone that came to Fire Marshal Barton's retirement party and wishing him a happy retirement. The Fire Marshal's office set up a location at the National Night Out for public education. I did the fire extinguisher demonstration. Also, I did one-on-one with the public and the kids. It was very successful. Lots of kids to experience how to use fire extinguishers. It was great. You should have seen the smiles on their faces for the first time. I had several meetings with the Home Depot about the upcoming Public Safety Day that we're having in October. So far, we have 7 state and town departments that are assigned to come, including extrication, which will be donated by TNM, and then it'll be headed up by the Mohican Fire Department. Thank you, Chief Suarez, for that. It will be at the Home Depot parking lot on October 4th from 0900 till 1200. The next thing is that the Fire Marshal's Office is working one-on-one with the American Red Cross to help promote smoke detector install program that they have. I ran out of donations of smoke detectors, so I'm now working one-on-one with the Red Cross. They have plenty to distribute. Recognition. This will be for firefighters Morin and Condon. Fire Marshal Barnes, I want to comment quickly on the exceptional work of the Montville firefighters Michael Morin and Timothy Condon. On July 18th, 2025, at approximately 11:06 hours, Sergeant Travis Stumpf and I were dispatched to the address on Moxley Road for an 85-year-old male dementia patient who had walked around the home with carrying knives. Upon arrival to the home, the male was discarded the knives and was carrying around a large mallet-type hammer. He was seated down in a recliner, however, would raise the hammer if Sergeant Stumpf or I approached. His wife explained that he had refused to take his medications earlier and was becoming delusional. An ambulance was requested, and while Sergeant Stumpf and I continued to talk kindly to the elderly male in an effort to have him put the hammer down, the Montville firefighters Morin and Condon arrived. Immediately upon their arrival, their calm and compassionate approach put the elderly male at ease. We were able to take the hammer from him. The elderly male was then transported to the hospital for treatment. The skill and empathy exhibited by the firefighters Morin and Condon in such a dedicated situation reflects the highest standards of service. I would like to thank them for their outstanding dedication to the citizens of Montville. Signed, Wilfred J. Blanchett III, Chief of Police. One last comment. The Fire Marshal's Office continues to serve the citizens and stakeholders of the town of Montville. Our department strives to continue to educate the public and keep life safe and preserve property to the best of our abilities. This is a team effort, and we would like to continue to thank the career staff, the volunteers, the police department on helping our department carry out this mission. Thank you to all that are involved. Thank you.
Any questions for the march? Thank you, Deputy. Number 10, committee liaison reports. Reports from the fire department liaison. Commissioner Perkins.
The Montville Fire activity for June 1st through June 30th. Number of calls was 312. 64 were fire. One was assist from out of town. Ambulance was 248. One was an assist for out of town medical. Lift assists for June was 15. The July report was calls was 301. Fire was 56. There were six were assists for out of town. The ambulance was 245, and there were eight assists for out of town medical. The lift assists for the month of July were 23. The Montville Volunteer Firefighter Relief Committee met on July 30th for the first and second quarter for the stipends and tax abatements. Montville, first quarter, eight stipends, three tax abatements. Second quarter, eight stipends, three tax abatements. Mohegan, first quarter, six stipends, one tax abatement. Second quarter for Mohegan, five stipends, zero tax abatements. Chesterfield, first quarter, three stipends, two tax abatements. Second quarter, four stipends, two tax abatements. And Oakdale had, for the first quarter, seven stipends, seven tax abatements. And the second quarter, seven stipends and seven tax abatements. I just want to note that Chesterfield does have a member who qualifies for the stipends for Oakdale and Chesterfield, though they only do it for one fire department. This person has qualified for the hours for Chesterfield and Oakdale. And that's all I have right now.
Anything else? All set? Thank you. Report from Animal Control, Commissioner Callahan.
Nothing to add, except I did drive by and it looks really nice. It looks like there's going to be a lot of space for animals to run around too, hopefully.
Reports from the police department liaison. Mr. Gillette's not here. A report from the building department liaison, Commissioner Stewart.
Okay, for June, we had permits issued, 104 pending permits, 81 inspections, 126 active blight, 294 blight abated to date, 563, and blight pending is 6. For July, permits issued 118, pending permits 71, inspections 151, active blight 298, blight abated to date 273, and blight pending 11. Nothing else.
Thank you very much. Item number 11, any remarks from the fire chiefs that are here? Chief Suarez, it's nice to see you back. Hope everything went well. Number 12, unfinished business. Consider an act on a motion to approve a policy to systemize and retain firefighter data to observe trends in effectiveness. The only thing I can add to that is I know that this week the contractor is coming with the, I guess, the proposal or the in hand. And if everything looks good in writing, it'll go to the chiefs for them to approve that. And maybe by this time next month, we'll have it in place.
So is this what's basically going to replace EMS charts type of thing, or next gen? Or
I guess. To be honest with you, Steve, until I see it, I won't know exactly what it's replacing. But it'll come before us anyway, so.
Next response?
Yeah.
Responder.
Next responder? Okay.
Any update from the fire companies on the radio system? Anything?
Keith Trex, Chief of the Chesterfield Fire Company. Last month, Mike and I, or Chief Messer and I, were on a call with the state about the status of it. Doesn't sound like they're moving any faster than they were. New guy's taking it over because the guy that was responsible for ours retired, of course.
Well, that could be a good thing, though.
Yeah, but the new guy doesn't sound like he's moving any faster. And he's like, oh, I got to look at it. And it's like, well, you've had it for 3 months. But he did tell us to go out and start getting quotes, which means they're closer if they're telling us to get quotes, because the quotes then have to go to them for approval, apparently, because it's a state system. So we're still waiting on the state.
Well, if there's any consolation, I got a radio for the canteen at 800 portable with everything that you could imagine on it. Nothing works because they didn't turn on the system, and I can't get them to turn it on. So I have this very expensive radio that I can't use.
And it's those three guys.
Yeah.
They control it all, and apparently if you try to go over their head, they just take you and move you to the bottom of the pile.
Yeah.
Because they are it, so they get to control when and how.
That's why
it goes.
We don't.
Right.
Okay, 13, new business. Any new business? No new business? Any remarks from the public? 3 minute limit.
Dave Rod from Lieutenant Montville Police. I just neglected to mention a couple things when I was up here. One, I wanted to thank Commissioner Stewart and Commissioner Gillette for assisting with our assistant animal control officer part-time interviews. And with that said, we do have two individuals that have been chosen that once our HR gets back and we get things going, that we will be adding them to the crew. Thank you.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Any other remarks in the public?
Keith Trex, Chief of the Chesterfield Fire Company. Something I should have mentioned when I was discussing the radios is if you've been listening to the radio traffic, it is getting worse and worse. The radio system, our legacy one, is failing. Route 85, they don't hear us. Chesterfield Road, they don't hear us. Chapel Hill, they don't hear us. And it's no longer just portable radios. Now they're having problems hearing the mobile. So as soon as the state does approve us, we need to move quickly because, again, the radio system is failing and there's no point in putting, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to repair the legacy if we already know we're going to something new. And that's something Chief Messer and I keep telling the guys in charge from the state is like, look, this is failing. There's no point in pouring a lot of money into it. And we're hoping that encourages them. So far, not a lot, but we'll see. And they are getting worse.
I don't know if you're getting complaints, but I know some of the guys in Oakdale complaining that the pagers and the plectrons are not opening.
Oh, yeah. At my house now, when it goes off, I usually have to sit there and hold it up in the air and twist it till I get to the right angle, and hopefully I can hear enough of it to know where the call is.
Yep.
So, yeah, the whole radio system, it needs to be replaced and soon.
Thank you, Chief. Any other remarks in the public? Any other remarks in the public? Any other remarks in the public? Remarks from the mayor. Are you going to hit us?
Yes. So let me start off by saying that the fire marshal's vacancy is still vacant. I know you had the interviews. I'm waiting for the return of the HR so we can get moving on that. On Route 32, we're finally getting the top course on the pavement finally done. That'll be followed by the line painting. And just to clarify, the line painting on Route 32, you'll notice when they did the southern section, they laid down latex, and a week or so later they ground it back up, and not right away, because the state does not work fast, they laid down epoxy. The epoxy is longer lasting and it's more reflective. So, and those two lines that you're seeing there, I think I already mentioned it once before, those are not bike lanes. So those double lines will continue north in the rest of the section on Route 32. I want to extend my congratulations to the police officers, and I didn't get all their names. I know it was Officer Witz and Sergeant Pelletier and Officer Lalamere, Detective Safiati and Detective Noyce on. And I know there was a few others. I didn't get their names, but those letters like that, they really make me proud. And the department's come an awful long way, and it's good to see those, to hear those words of praise and appreciation. And just a note on the SRT, you know, we send guys out for the SRT responses, but remember, it's reciprocal. And we're going to need them someday ourselves. So, you know, one hand washes the other, and it's a good program. The guys put a lot of time into it, and it's well worth the time and expense that we have into that. Just this past week before last, we returned the paid staff to Company 1 with the radon mitigated. A few other things they're waiting for to get done. It did take a while, but they're back there, and my main objective to returning them is not only for the coverage have to shift, but also to train and familiarize all the staff with all the equipment on Company 1. We've got a bunch of new guys in there now, and they're not getting exposed, you know, and we've got to make sure that they all get trained and certified and signed off on all the equipment, and that's my goal. Got four companies. Each one's got different equipment. The chiefs are being instructed to make sure every single career firefighter gets signed off on every piece of equipment and apparatus. Last month, on July 15th, the Sons of American Revolution recognized three town personnel, public safety, for Outstanding Service Award. The Sons of American Revolution have meetings across the country, and they select a town to recognize EMS, fire, and law enforcement for those categories and outstanding service and what they've given to the communities. Well, through a selection process, we identified Captain Fred DeWick from the Oakdale Fire Company and Mike Morin from the Page staff, and Mike Collins, the former resident trooper and security officer for the schools. They, on the 15th of July, the Sons of American Revolution recognized the two of them, Collins and DeWick. Morin was on vacation, and I didn't get to recognize him or give him his recognition until the last council meeting. But it was well-deserved, and I'm happy that we're able to recognize people like that that have given so much to this town. You know, the list of accomplishments and contributions by Morin and DeWick and Collins goes on and on and on, and it's just, you know, to be able to recognize them for their contributions is good. And Mike Collins also retired from the school system this year, so it's even more deserving. As far as the building official, that vacancy is still open. The assistant building official has really coming along. He not only is he certified with the state as the assistant building official, but he's taken a test for the building official. There's a lot more steps that have to be taken in order if we were to move him up to the building official, but in the meantime, we're still advertising and looking for someone to fill that vacancy. The blight officer, I know that we budgeted for an increase in hours, but that ran into more hurdles and hoops than you can stick a stick at. Not going to happen. So we're going to explore the possibility of employing a second part-time blight officer. The work that needs to be out there. I shouldn't have to tell anybody. You look around town, you see the blight, and it's everywhere. But the Melissa Richards that we have doing that 19 and a half hours, she's doing a great job. She just needs more hours. So we're still going forward with that.
Who took over for Mike Collins, do you know?
Steve
Belandis.
What was the last name?
Steve Belandis. Yeah. I think he's retired state also, right? Yeah, he's doing a good job. And I was there for the opening Board of Ed ceremony today, and he was there, and they love him. He's doing a good job.
Okay. A tough job to replace Mike Collins. He was a good man.
That's exactly what I told him.
Yeah. Good man. Any other remarks from the mayor?
I don't think that was Morin.
Who?
Donnie Ellis, not Morin. Donnie Ellis.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
No, I was thinking.
Donnie Ellis. I'm sorry. I wrote down Mike Morin. I was thinking of Mike. That's what happened. I'm sorry. Those three were Mike Collins, Fred DeWick, and Donnie Ellis. Okay. Sorry. Thank you.
You can bang yourself in the head with that thing, man. let's see. The liaison for the council is not here. Remarks from Commissioner. Commissioner Perkins?
Yep, just want to say thank you to the police and to the firefighters for all that they do.
Commissioner Stewart?
I'd like to echo that. The letters of commendation are always appreciated, and it's good to hear both on the police and the fireside. So I hope that continues going, and everybody have a safe and happy Labor Day weekend.
Ms. Callahan?
Just glad that the feedback from the community, I like to hear that kind of stuff. And congratulations to Fred DeWick, Mike Collins, and Donnie Hillis. But otherwise, guys, stay safe out there.
Mr. Baker?
Yeah, I'd just like to echo as well, congratulations to everyone on their special recognitions we heard tonight. I won't repeat the names and prolong this, but it's certainly, Commissioner Callahan, it's certainly nice to know that these people are being recognized for going above and beyond the call. So, great job on the training this weekend on the boat rescue. That was good to see that everybody was involved in that. And stay safe over the Labor Day weekend, and thank you all for everything you do for us. We appreciate it.
I know, speaking of the getting letters and things of that nature, I see how many of them are posted on our bulletin board at Oakdale Fire that the chief gets. And I wish they would read them here. I wish all the fire departments would read them here, because I do think, one, it gets it on the record, and it's good to have it, and it's good to hear it. There isn't a month that goes by where the bulletin board doesn't have five or six new cards or letters on that get posted. And I think it would be nice to have them read them off. But that's one thing. I think everybody in the police department and the fire departments are doing a great job all the way around. It's nice to really see everybody out there and working hard. I do notice it, and I have nothing but time to notice it. So that's all I really have to say. Any motion to adjourn?
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
40.
No carries.